everybody.
Hey.
I've decided I want to work on a new podcast intro, but I don't say any words. I just do what everybody else kind of sounds like. I'd like to thank you back for the welcome to my on. We're right across from the street from this podcast.
This isn't a sports announcement.
But they all of the intros sound like it.
Yeah.
They all sound like, yeah, we're doing a little, a little sports intro. Welcome back to All of This is Temporary with your hosts. I'm Ray Stone, and across from me is
Melody Gates.
Ooh, look, we cleaned that up. We didn't even have to. I just eyeball her until she gets it right.
I know. I feel the energy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't even need words. You can, your eyes burn through me when I'm doing something wrong.
My bulging eyes.
Mm-hmm.
My bulbous, bulging eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
This week is brought to you by money. Whole dollars.
I mean, not really, but...
Cold, hard cash. No, it is. All of this stuff is brought to you by money.
Yeah, we have so much of it.
This week's podcast is brought to you by money and 2025.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, two undeniables... they're totally our official sponsors, technically.
Yeah.
Can't do shit without money. And I'm not, I mean, it's 2025, so.
Yeah.
Unless you're that James Webb telescope looking back in time, which I was thinking about today, it really doesn't make a lot of sense. Because
to look back in time?
No, to say that the telescope is looking back. Because they've discovered some red dots. They're like looking back to the beginning of the universe or galaxy.
Uh-huh.
Is it universe, I think? And it's like, I don't know if that's how it works. What if light travels totally differently in space?
I mean, it doesn't really travel in space, does it? Doesn't it need an atmosphere to capture it?
Listen, Kermit, you're going to have to fix that.
I've got a Kermit knot in my back, a knot in my throat.
Oh, Kermit the Frog here. Oh. Hey Bert. Oh, that just made me think of the Hey Bert set. I have this comedy bit that I want to do before I forget, and I'm going to try to throw it in maybe throughout this podcast. And it's Bert talking Ernie, or Ernie talking Bert into gay stuff as they're going to sleep.
Like Ernie, like, is coming out of the closet.
Hey Bert,
and wants to make sure that Bert's on the same page before he does.
Hey Bert, you know how everybody on the street already says we're gay?
You know,
this is really hard to.
You know how we had that nice dinner last night, and
this is really it's really hard to put into words. Now don't say anything right away, but you know what? Never mind. We'll talk about something else.
Well, it's funny that you say this podcast is brought to us by 2025 and money, because I feel like I am in a position where I need to make a choice of either making a lot of money or enjoying 2025.
That's right. When it rains, it pours, as we discussed in a previous episode.
Yeah.
You've been getting some job offers and... you haven't turned any of them down. You're just going with that. That's a yes on that one. Oh, you know what? I think I'll do that one too. Are they both full-time jobs? Yes.
Yes.
Well.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
This ought to be interesting. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. It will be very, very interesting.
Yeah.
To see. I mean, one job I like more than the other. I haven't even tried the other yet. We'll see how it is next week. I tried it.
Haven't even tried the other one yet. You're just trying to be a rapper now.
Man, yeah. I feel strong though, even with period brain. So I think these last 6 months of not working and really not using my brain at all, maybe it's paid off, the 6 months of rest.
And maybe, just maybe, you found a company that works really well with you and you work really well with it. Ta-da! Bum, 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 bum.
Yep. That's the one I want to keep.
I'll drink to that.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Mm, cheers. Oh, no, you drink and then, oh, no, I'll drink.
Oh, yeah, we can't have any silence. So we are drinking Church Music Juicy IPAs. Oh, this is a juicy. I always thought Church Music was hazy.
Praise be. Oh, you know what? I think I was confused as well about that.
That's what I tell people at the pub. I tell them it's a hazy.
I just noticed that there's a headphones and a microwave. Microwave. Headphones and a microphone right on the bottle. This is mint. Oh, It's not. Wait a minute. Pastors don't have headphones. They just have the microphone. What are you supposed to do?
It depends on the church and how big it is and how corrupt it is. If they're super corrupt, he has a headset because he's got to walk around the stage because there's so many people.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got to, you know, use his arms. And
headset.
He's a real dynamo.
Mm. Oh, I'm glad you pivoted back to dynamo.
Oh, good. You know, before I met you, I used to love business language and terms. I thought it was so cool, you know, bringing stuff to the table and setting the agenda and circling back. But now it just makes me kind of die inside a little bit. Thanks for ruining that for me.
You're welcome.
The look on your face.
I'm so proud to have been this part of you because nobody likes it. Nobody wants to hear it. We both do it to each other. I've been doing some computer stuff in the mornings, and you're doing computer stuff all day. And then at the end of the day, when we see each other, we're just, I'm a robot. What did you work on? I did a spreadsheet. Tabulation, calculation, emulation, transmutation. And I'm just like, ugh. And you're like, what did you do? And I go, I looked at the numbers. They went up. I looked at the numbers. They went up. They went down. I looked at the numbers. Ugh, the worst. You got to get out of it.
Yeah, but you make that money.
I know.
I think, but the goal is to make that money without having to work 70 hours a week.
Right. If you can do 40 hours. Wait. How about
even
less?
That's too much.
How about 20?
6 hours a day. Like that's, I don't think I've ever agreed with Zuckerberg before, but. Mm-hmm. Him and I see eye to eye on that, and you brought that to my attention. It even happened today. I started work at 8. I felt so good plowing through. Didn't even really take a single break. And then around 2 p.m., I was like, I might go to the sauna.
Oh, I thought you went for a workout. That's funny.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
No, I went to do cold plunge.
Sweet. Yeah. Take a break, get down the street, have a little pick-me-up cold plunge, and then get back to the...
Well, I was working in the sauna. I was reading company shit.
That's how you do
it. Company documents. I had to read it anyways. I'm like, I can do it on my phone.
If you're an executive, you read that in the sauna. That's right.
I'm going to be doing that for these new people.
Yeah, cool.
For this client that everybody in the world knows.
They're going to be like, can we jump on a call real quick? And you're like, duh.
You're like, I'm on another call right now.
No.
I'm pooping. I think they're I'm just gonna have diarrhea all the time.
Oh, babe, don't say that. The people out there don't need to be thinking about that. And when I say the people out there, I mean me. We don't need to be thinking
listeners.
About that, you know? Talking about all that grody stuff. That's my job.
How about I almost quit one of my jobs twice? I almost quit it once, and then I almost got fired, but neither happened.
You kind of tried to do both.
I did.
You sort of tried to quit, and then, but not really. And then you sort of tried to get fired, but not quite.
But
really.
Not quite. Yeah. You know, I'm half-assing it. I haven't followed through yet.
You're gaslighting quitting. The actual term, quitting. You're gaslighting it. It's like, what am I doing here? I don't even know. Am I quitting? Am I getting fired? What? How do we end this?
I was shocked that I was on that text message today, that I'm on the schedule still. Last time I talked to the owner, I got yelled at.
Yeah.
So.
Well, she yells.
That's true. Yeah. She's an emotional person.
Imagine if she listens.
You know what? She might.
That's good.
I never sent her the link. She told me to send her the link so that she would listen.
Well, we'll edit this one out.
No, that's okay.
I'm kidding. I wasn't going to actually edit it out.
Yeah, I know. You don't.
We were going to Leave it in.
This is, we are raw dogging all of these episodes. Mm-hmm. We don't edit anything out.
Raw dogging is the only way.
Yep. That's how we, I mean,
podcast.
Make this podcast. That's how we.
Brought to you by Raw Doggin. Get your fun and have it too.
Would you like to hear my new, my latest ChatGPT joke?
Oh, you know what? I would. And I need to come up with some music for the ChatGPT.
Oh, the, yeah. So that
when you have a ChatGPT, we can play like a little sound drop.
Okay.
Like a little drum roll.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had Chad write this a few weeks ago. So I don't remember where like the premise came from, but we worked back and forth a little bit before we came up with this final version. All right. I call this Manly Men v. Brunch. Ladies, y'all have this thing where you want your man to do girl stuff. Like, come to brunch with me, babe. Let's decorate the tree, babe. Let's binge the Great British Bake Off, babe. And then you wonder why he's sitting cross-legged debating whether mauve or taupe is a better accent color. I don't know how to say that.
Taupe.
Taupe. Is But you want a guy who will take charge and be rugged, but you're also teaching him how to pair a scarf with his coat. It's like you're building your dream man on The Sims, and halfway through, you clicked the metrosexual update by accident. Next thing you know, he's at brunch saying, "This mimosa slaps, babe. Should we go antiquing after?" And you're sitting there like, great. He's the one who wants to talk about his feelings. And then that's it.
I mean, first punch up I would want to put in is, "This mimosa slaps babes."
I'm not talking about you here, baby.
Yeah.
Because that's what you would say, not.
That, that was the most little gremlin-y laugh I think I've ever heard you do before.
Is it gremlin-y?
That one, that was a new one. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That was like a little, yeah. This one slaps babes. So the premise of the joke was you asked ChatGPT, I'm guessing here, to come up with a joke about how women want a sensitive guy who's also rugged.
Yeah, well, it's mainly about women who always drag their boyfriends everywhere with them. But then after a little while, they start complaining because their men aren't really men. But it's like, you turned them into this.
Yeah, we could go one step further and say, like, remember that shirt that you were going to buy me for Christmas?
Remember when I told you before you opened it?
You're probably not going to like it. And the girls in the store talked you into it by saying, just do, make him do what we say. That's what's good for you.
I knew it wasn't right. I knew it wasn't right. That's I was right. Desperate in the moment.
That one slaps babes. That shirt slaps babes.
But the end of that story is you told me I could return it myself and buy something for myself.
Funny.
He's
going
to get a pink
out.
Shirt every year now.
yeah.
But yeah.
There's a, who's the famous, there's a famous joke about that. There are a couple of them, but one in particular, oh, I can't remember who it was. Is it just Carlin? There's a Carlin joke or like a Greg Giraldo joke. Is it you or the cat?
That's the cat.
Oh my God.
I'll get her. Keep talking about the George Carlin. I love George Carlin.
I'm just trying to remember, but it was like it was a joke about like you don't know what you want, or maybe it's Dave Attell. You want him to be I can't remember what it is. I'll think of it at some point, but yeah, that's an age-old kind of joke premise where, you know, I think the reality of this situation is from history, from people that I have dated in the past, is that a rugged man is attractive because he's rugged. And then a woman will get with him, they'll become an item, and then she goes about trying to, you know, convert him to do things that she thinks are healthy and what he should do. And then you end up with a beta, but what you got in the first place was an alpha because that's what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But then you make him wear pink and ask him to go to brunch.
Destroy just, his soul.
Just brunch.
Because you want to have control.
The word brunch is vinegar in my veins. I just can't handle it.
I will never go to brunch with you unless it's with like another couple. I go to brunch with my girlfriends.
Yes.
And it's rare.
we make brunch at home because we're hungry.
You make brunch and I watch you make it.
That's right. And then we
give you lots of kisses.
We eat brunch.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we go to breakfast. We go get food.
Sure. At whatever time, which could be brunch time, but we're not going to call it that.
Yeah.
The first meal of the day, it's either breakfast or late breakfast, or is it lunchtime?
Yep.
Late breakfast, we're not calling it brunch. Mm-mm. All right. I'm glad we're on the same page with that. Yeah. So ChatGPT, we're still safe from the...
I thought those were some cute things in there, though. You chuckled a little bit. I heard some laughs out of you.
No, I laughed when you mispronounced a word.
No, you laughed at some other jokes that were in there. I should have looked up how to pronounce taupe.
Taupe.
How come it's taupe and it's not mauve?
Mauve. Taupe.
It's so confusing, those words next to each other.
Taupe. Taupe. Did we get into words that are everyday words that so I'm gonna bounce back a bit since we're doing sort of, you know, bits of jokes, because that's not a complete joke. That's sort of just a weird observation that doesn't go anywhere. There are a couple of words that I feel like, oof, these are cancelable words. Vinegar.
What?
Vinegar. It sounds like the... Huh? Vinegar. Golly, if you misheard that.
Or if you say it with some kind of accent.
I need you to pick up vinegar from the store.
Vinegar.
Or you say, I need you to pick up vinegar from the street corner.
This vinegar smells. Get it out of here.
How about just vinegar smells?
Who let that vinegar into the party?
No, that's not how it works. It would be, who let vinegar into the party? Who brought vinegar to the party? All right, so totally normal word. But it depends on how you, what you hear.
No, no. This is more like Ray Stone ruins the normal English language for everybody. Okay?
And then also spigot.
Part
I
one.
Just, I feel spigot? Like, yeah, spigot just sounds like, what'd you call me? Get over here, you little spigot. I just feel like you shouldn't be able to say it.
Spigot.
Yeah. Spigot, not to be confused with spagat.
What is spagat?
Oh, it was a stupid thing from a TV show. Mm. So that was it. My new favorite joke. Did I already do heebie-jeebies last week? Did I do heebie-jeebies?
I don't think so.
Heebie-jeebies. The innate fear of Jewish people. Heebie-jeebies.
Oh, jeez.
I love that on Kill Tony last night, they didn't know, they had all not heard the phrase, now hold on just a cotton picking minute. That guy's joke, he's telling a how black people operate on black people time joke, and then he finished it with, can someone please explain to me just how long is a cotton picking minute?
That was a great ending. Really was it? I like that whole guy's demeanor.
That guy held it together. We did not steal a joke. Totally giving somebody else credit. Don't know who it was. Guy on Kill Tony.
He's a very unfortunate looking face, but he has all the confidence and he's got game. You can tell he's got game.
Very unfortunate looking fellow.
A black girlfriend.
He looked like every sad droopy dog cartoon.
Yeah.
With a backwards hat.
Yeah. But he was one of the best ones.
Backwards hat and a second chin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of second chins, I'm going to give it to yours truly for keeping good on my pre-New Year's resolution, hitting that gym three times a week. This is week four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You have been hitting it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then plus a hike or two sprinkled in during the week.
Two already. We started it with a hike. We did a hike on New Year's morning. Tell your cat to shut the fuck up.
She is more your cat these days. I am never around.
All right, Pearl, get over here so I can backhand you. Oh, there we go. Okay.
She's just going to claw the chair over there.
You know what? I think she's upset because she's not in camera. Where she has to sit back there is not on camera.
She doesn't like to be on camera, actually.
I think she's trying
Whenever
to
get Whenever I take a picture of her, she stops being cute.
Well, I'm the same way, but I love doing the podcast. So I think we see eye to eye on that, you know? She's an alpha. What are you going to do?
She is.
She's an apex predator.
Mm-hmm.
Also, is it prank call or crank call?
Are you serious?
Crank anchors. It's a prank call. But when we were kids, we would make crank calls.
No, you wouldn't. You would make prank calls.
Oh, there are crank calls out there because remember, crank yankers got its name from doing prank calls and yanking people's chains. And they called it crank yankers. It's a very famous comedy duo. It was like Adam Carolla, I think. It was like his first thing.
Really?
And yeah, he was like, yeah, Karl Malone here. Karl Malone says you put the peanut butter, then the jelly. And then they would hang up the phone. I was thinking we should bring back prank calls and just call random numbers. There are so many numbers now. You just call a random number until you get someone and then just prank them. And then maybe we'll convert that into some coin.
I think that's a great idea. We should definitely introduce that.
All right.
I like it. I wonder if it's possible to call the scammers who text message us. I wonder if it's possible to call them.
Only if you set up a call. It is, but you can't just like call them out of the blue because those aren't inbound numbers. Those are only outbound. If you call them back, it'll be like, we're sorry.
It's only for texting. Mm-hmm. You've tried.
Busted. As a matter of fact, I have. One of my favorite pastimes it's not passive aggressive, it's aggressive aggressively waste spam callers' time. Like, I'm going to waste all of your time. I'm going to ask wild questions. I'm going to just spend, and then at the end of 10 minutes, because if I've got the time, I feel like you're overreaching by just calling a random number and trying to sell them something. I think it's horseshit. It's bad behavior. It's almost as bad as the people that are camping out outside of the grocery store asking you for money and they know you have it. By the way, one time I was walking up to fill my water for 35 cents at the Circle K down the street and a homeless guy comes up and goes, "Hey man, you got 35 cents?"
No.
And I looked at it in my hand. I looked at him and I go, "I don't subsidize."
Did you fill your water bottle and then drink it right in front of him?
No, but he was like, "All right, take it easy." And I go, "Okay." He was like, you know, basically like got defensive against me. And I'm like, if you're going to ask, I can say no. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to say it how you think I should say it. I'm just going to say it. But what brought me that is, let's back up one step and say asking for money. Oh, the people that call. And then you just waste their time for like 10 minutes. And then at the end, you'd be like, "All right, so I just want to let you know I just wasted 10 minutes of your time. You should get a different job." And then you hang up. It's just mean, I guess.
But what if like during that 10 minutes you're talking to them, they stole all of your information somehow?
From my phone?
But just by talking to them, maybe there's some new technology. And like they're actually trying to keep you on the phone as long as possible.
Oh.
You know, like when the cops can figure out your location if you call in, like on the movies.
Yeah. You think
mm-hmm.
You think that they just got me on the phone and then as long as I'm on the phone they're just hacking all my info?
I'm so paranoid. I won't even really give a real hello if I answer the phone when they call because I'm scared they're gonna steal my voice. So I'll answer it in a funny voice and every now and then it's a real person.
You think they're going to steal, like borrow? Wait, you think your voice is that good that people are going to take it and use it? Or do you think they're going to take it and build another you and then use that against other people?
No, I totally made this up myself.
Yeah, obviously.
I think I heard something somewhere about your voicemail. Like, you shouldn't say your name and, you know, your phone number on your voicemail, because then they could take that and record it and then use it to impersonate you for other stuff. So in my brain, that happens. I believed that. And it could happen every time somebody tries to call me.
It might.
If I don't have it saved on my phone. There have been a couple of times where I'm like, I very rudely answer hello in like a weird voice, and it's
okay.
Really,
I'm going to hit you with something. When I call.
Again?
Yeah.
I've been good today, baby. From over here.
When I call your phone and you don't answer, do you know what it says to me?
I think my voicemail gives it away.
Yeah,
doesn't it? Says,
hey, you've reached Melody Gates.
My social security number. My mom's maiden name.
My first pet, the first street I grew up on.
My first car.
Ocotillo. It was a 1972 Datsun.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Actually, no, my first car was a 1985 Buick station wagon with wooden panels on the side.
On the outside?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that station wagon.
Yeah. On the had a license plate that said Wally World or Bust. This car came with it.
It should have said fast as fuck, because those things were fast.
Yeah, I totaled it.
Oh, you found out just how fast?
In those back roads, yeah.
It could come to a stop. What happened? How'd you total it?
Oh my gosh. So there was a rule that I wasn't allowed to drive on the back roads. This is in Tennessee because they're super windy.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
16.
Okay.
I just started driving. I was maybe like 16 and a half.
The back roads are paved or dirt?
They're paved.
Okay.
They're paved, but very windy. So there could be like a 90 degree turn out of nowhere if you're not expecting it. So my mom was out of town. So I was, you know, breaking the rules. And I was driving on the back roads with my high school boyfriend. He was in the passenger seat.
I thought you said you never had a boyfriend before me.
That would be so weird.
Moving on. Yeah, for both of us.
I know.
This chick doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
So, I'm speeding. It's probably 30 miles an hour. I'm going like 40, 45
Oof.
Miles an hour. And a big turn is coming up, and I try to slam on my brakes, and I couldn't in time. And so I veered off the road and ran into the guard wires from a telephone pole or electrical pole.
Oh, the stanchion.
Yeah. You know, and they told me they're like 6 feet underground is how far down they are. I hit it so hard, like half the wires came up out of the ground. In my shock and absolute fear of my mother, my boyfriend, he, like I said, he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. His head went into the windshield, and it was like bleeding everywhere. And we walk across.
How far into the windshield?
I mean, not through.
Okay. You have to build this picture. Did he just bonk his forehead and crack the windshield, or did he go into the windshield?
He went into the windshield. This boy was picking glass out of his head for a year.
So how big was the spot on his head? How far into the windshield did he go?
It was about this far.
All right, so he just cracked it.
It was indented. Okay. Like, there wasn't a hole in the windshield, but it was heavily indented.
Okay.
And in my trauma and my shock.
Your trauma?
Yeah,
I know. Boy, just hit his head.
I know. I'm a terrible person. My whole thought was like, I can't let my mom find out.
You told her he was driving?
No.
Oh, God.
He was like, I think I need to go to the hospital. I was like, I don't think so. I think because our parents are going to find out. You can't go to the hospital. Anyways, we walk up to.
What a little bitch.
The lawns in Tennessee are massive. They're like an acre long. So we had to walk across this long lawn to knock on the front door and.
Hospital.
I don't remember who called the ambulance. Somebody called the ambulance. This is back when we had the Nokia phones, where it's like a walkie-talkie, but not really a phone. So somebody ended up calling the ambulance, and they came and they picked us up, and my car got towed away, and he went to the hospital, and that's the story. I got in a lot of trouble when my mom came home.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Mm-hmm. She was a scary woman. But I still say to this day, that would not have happened if, I think don't drive on the back roads is a stupid rule. I think if it's dangerous to drive on the back roads, you need to teach the teenager why and how to properly drive on the back roads.
Right.
Instead, don't do it.
I mean, don't do it without until we say it's okay, but we're going to show you how to do it and train you
to do
it safely.
Yeah. 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 It was never like that. So I think that's the proper way to, you know, handle it.
Yes. Yeah. That's funny. I was only allowed to drive on the back roads because Cave Creek is all back roads. I wasn't allowed to go like into Phoenix, the city, down to Bell Road, No Bueno. I was like barely allowed to leave, but it was a smart move. I mean, on my parents' part, I was a rule follower because I wanted freedom. Mm-hmm. So I knew it was better to follow the rules and then get the freedom.
Yeah.
Otherwise they'd take stuff away. Mm-hmm. But that's crazy. So you smashed him up and then didn't let him go to the hospital.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, he did go. He ended up going because he had to. He needed stitches. It was a lot of blood. A lot of blood.
And you were like, we got 99 problems, but a stitch ain't one. Ain't going to be one tonight.
I was like, quick, hide our pipe.
You go, just now, hold on one cotton freaking minute.
We don't need no cops over here. What?
You were born trash, baby.
It's so true. Only 50%. 50% trash, 50% robot.
Peas in a pod. Okay, something shit that annoys me that I hear on podcasts drives me nuts. It's only on podcasts that I hear this unless you have this friend. And I've had one friend. It's the fake laugh. Okay, there are two kinds of fake laugh. There's the fake laugh that's like, ah, and you're like, that wasn't even real. Mm-hmm. And then there's the fake laugh where you're telling your own story and you start laughing during the story. And then you start, not you, I'm saying a person, starts like squeaky talking through a fake laugh where it'll be like, okay, I'll try to do one. Like, oh my God, I was petting the cat and she did this thing where she started going and then she was like,
cringe.
It is so bad. And it happens on a couple of mega famous podcasts that I enjoy.
Yep. I know one of them that you're talking about right now.
It's Kreischer and goddamn Christina Pajitsky.
Yeah.
it's overwhelming. And what's crazy is like she does it because when Bert Kreischer was on, like she picked it up from him because they were good friends. I don't think they were good friends according to their podcasts and all their stores and stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. I know them pretty good.
Would hang out all the time they lived in LA.
I just think of it's funny to like say you know someone because you listen to their podcast.
It is so weird.
But you do get to understand like who someone is and like how they think and whether you like them. Mm-hmm. And like watch them like adopt other people's stuff and like steal. Like we're trying to be honest about the stuff that we steal.
I've seen her steal something that Tom Segura does and it's on one of she's like recorded on one of their promo advertisement things and he always says, I don't know, like try it out, see if you like it
kind of thing.
She'll say that too and I'm like, oh, I've been hearing Tom say that for years and now started hearing her say that.
No, try it out is Robert Paul Champagne. RPC.
Oh,
try it out.
I know this person.
Yeah, he's one of their like she found him actually on TikTok, I'm pretty sure. Maybe it was one of the early YouTube videos. Maybe Tom found it. But anyway, it's this guy who puts out this whole I'm quoting this. Okay, I'm not making this up. He like his video is, I like black guys who like to fuck and fuck good. Come find me at, and he gives his address, 27143 East Broadway Avenue, Unit 135. You want a lease and a key? You can have a lease and a key. Come over. I'm home here now. Try it out, man. Try it out. So
that's where they got it from?
That's where try it out comes from.
Okay, never mind.
So
I redact my statement.
Ah, very good. We'll accept the redaction. And I'm proud of you for using it correctly.
Thank you.
Not
a word I use very often.
Yeah. So, but the fake laugh is so, it's so cringe. It's like, why? I just don't understand. Why would you do it? Like, just don't fill the space with that. Everyone knows you're faking it. Like, it's so funny you can't even talk through it. Like, come on.
I have a confession to make, and this might not be a confession to you. You might know this already, but okay. I think I giggle when I'm nervous. I think when I'm nervous about something, I'll start. It is so hard to talk when you get up and I don't have you to look at. But I'm a nervous giggler. I fill space with giggles.
But it's not annoying. I guess it's not like annoyingly noticeable.
So I'm doing training at one of my new jobs right now. And yesterday we went through one training and I recorded it because there were a lot of details and she was like teaching me as I was doing it. So I couldn't take notes. So I recorded the call and today I listened back to the call so I could take the notes because it's something I have to do a lot. There are a lot of like tiny little things I didn't want to miss. Anyways, so I'm listening back and I heard my nervous laughter because I asked kind of like a silly question. It was about the different industries that are listed in their Salesforce. And I was looking through them in the call and I asked her, should I review these so I know them? And there was a pause and she goes, what, you mean just look at them? And I had this giggle and I had to keep listening to that part over and over because I was like right in the meat of a lot of stuff and it was driving me absolutely bonkers because I'm like this, I was embarrassed and nervous or just embarrassed. So I just laughed and I hated it.
Well, but that's different. You don't do it often. I think that's, I think that's good. But speaking of stuff to laugh at, if you could just turn your attention, I've started making a... I've started making a couple clips. I want to show you this, but I need you to listen carefully because the sound, I'll set it up. This is on, I like fails, so you can guess she's going to fall down. But just listen to the sound that she makes after she falls. Oh, wait a sec. It's not coming through.
I can't hear her, but she definitely fell.
Oh, that's a shame. All right. Can we
just watch her fall again?
Well, we will here in just a second. I want to try to actually pull this up and pull it off. Oh, no. Well,
Pearl is just mesmerized.
By what?
By the TV right now. I mean, she's she's loving watching this.
Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and let that one go because somehow it didn't make its way through. The sound is gone. Huh? Yeah, the sound is not going through the... Why is it so hard? Actually, I got it. Okay. And let's get back to how this girl falls and makes noise. All right. We'll try again. Hold on, it's too quiet. Let's just do one more time.
Oh, no. She was having a bad morning before that, and this was like the tip of the iceberg. You can tell. She's having a bad day. She's like, and then she turns to one side.
Oh, that makes me so happy. So for whatever reason, it's It's quiet. I'm working it out, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. I did manage to turn it up. Oh, let's do it again. No, it's the same volume. Okay. anyway, I'm just doing it right over here. Here we go. Watch this one. Mexico. America.
Something that most people don't know is whenever we finish recording the podcast, usually I'll start doing like ChatGPT stuff because I'm in the mood. And then Ray's just sitting across from me looking at bloopers the whole time.
While I'm waiting for stuff to load. Here, watch this one. This is pretty funny.
Beep.
It's the beep. Right.
Beep.
Okay. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get back to the program here. What else we got? Do you have anything else that's pressing that needs to come up?
I would like to introduce a new segment.
Oh! Without even asking me first. Okay. Well, that's what you've got to do, that's what you've got to do.
So in this state segment, it's not going to come up on every episode, but just whenever it feels right, I am randomly going to put you on the spot. And today...
Ooh, I like it so far.
Today is Ray Stone gives his best Christopher Walken impression.
Okay. Now, Christopher Walken is the hardest, right? Mm-hmm. Is that why you're doing it?
You were doing a Christopher Walken a few weeks ago, and it was pretty good.
No, it was not. I will do it, but I really would have appreciated if you would have gone with Arnie, because I've been working on my Arnie.
Well, that'll be a different time, maybe.
No, it's going to be this time, because I have to, after this goes so horribly, I'm going to have to redeem myself.
With the Arnie?
So the Christopher Walken, no, I can't.
We need to see where you came from, because you're gonna get it down.
No, it's impossible. This is something that my old friend Mike Murphy said to me once a long time ago. Is that Christopher Walken is the, and you can't do it. You have to like. What did I hear? The rule is, it's like you have to. Everything starts. It starts. Down, does it start down low and go up high, or start up high and go low? It's not, I can't even do it.
Getting confused with the Bert and Ernie. So when I was in high school, we had a substitute teacher who looked quite a bit like Christopher Walken.
Oh, really?
And everybody had a not so nice nickname for him. And this is when I learned what the word poontang meant. I think that's what they call them.
Poontang?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad word.
It's not?
No.
What is it to you?
Poonani.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poon honey.
I mean, I just never knew what it was before that.
Begoina.
But yeah, Christopher Walken. All right, so that's your best Christopher Walken impression?
Oh, I don't even... You've put me on the spot. This is a great way to start it, because... It mm-hmm. is the impossible one to do.
Okay. Well, we've heard it, and I will be calling upon the Christopher Walken impression again at some point in the future.
You can try. I hope anyone listening is doing it too. You can try, but I wore this watch up my ass 20 years. You can't do it. It's so...
Well, you got to get the cadence down and the pauses.
But I have been working on my Arnie, so let's do that one. And what, as I told you the other night, what sets up my Arnie is the word anymore. And then you have to put your fist under your chin and restrict your jaw anymore. This isn't going to work anymore. I can't even. And then when you yell, you have to end it with SH. Come on. Hurry. You got to get the testosterone. Oh, that's pretty good. I've got enough testosterone doing these pull-ups and all of the... Stay useful. Just kind of... It's.
I don't know why it makes me uncomfortable. I think...
What is it? Is it the way that I am so strong and I've just been doing this my whole life and you're just now coming into my world now?
You're just a puny girl.
Do you know what I do with girls like you? I tell them I grab them by
the... by the boom-tang.
Oh, I'm really sorry about both of those. Get the testosterone anymore. No. Bring it to me now. It's the struggle a little bit. You get the struggle.
I can't. I don't have the testosterone. Arr.
I think this is terrible. I think this is shit.
It is shit.
He dropped the N-worm. That's what, yeah.
The vinegar.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. My friend used to call me this other word. And I have one more thing that annoys me. It is something that everyone has someone in their life who says this to them. How do I put it to you?
Oh no.
How do I put it? How do you put it to me? Like you're about to explain something I can't possibly wrap my mind around? Try English, fuckwad. How do I put it to you?
So you can understand.
How do I put this to you? How do I explain this to you? Such a lepton, such a mouth breather as yourself. How do I say it? I don't know. Just put the words together. I'll follow along.
The only time I use the phrase, how do you say, is when I say, ¿cómo se dice?
Yeah, in Spanish, when you're trying to find the shitter.
Because, no.
Or the dive fins.
When I'm trying to figure out how to say something, like, ¿cómo se dice?
¿Cómo se dice los dive fins? ¿Cómo se dice a snorkel?
That's one of my favorite things, is like hearing an English word in the middle of a bunch of Spanish.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
I think that's why I love Punto Com so much.
www.punto.com. Sabrisos.com.
Okay, I need to get this knot out of my back. Gosh.
Somebody, whoever put that knot in the back, if we could just get rid of it. Listen, we've got to go take care of this naughty ass back.
It just like, it came on.
But thank you for joining us. This has been an extremely fun episode for us and for you.
Yes, we're telling you. You better have had fun.
Yeah. My neighbor was like, she's so not sure.
Your neighbor said that about me?
She sounds very, very nice. It's very innocent. Sort of not, maybe not sure, a little...
It's true. I am not sure.
Don't worry. She knows what she needs to know. Well, that's it. Please like, review, subscribe. Sam, if you're listening, you may have noticed it's in both ears. If you were listening before and it was only in the left ear, good Lord, I'm sorry. It's embarrassing for all of us. I can't apologize enough. It's brought to you by Not Enough Money. So, you know, we'll get there.
2025.
We're going to get around to it.
About to be a triple income household.
Quadruple. And quadruple. Look to the future as well.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, who's moving in with the third? Oh, you're multiples. Yeah.
Yeah. And you kind of have two, too.
I mean, we've got a lot. There's a bunch. You have four by yourself. But look to the future. I'm going to start peppering in maybe a couple of short podcasts during the week. So if something uploads and updates on your phone and it says, hey, there's a new one and it's only 20 minutes, It's an adjust your shorts. We're calling it, I'm calling it adjust your shorts, because you're about to get kicked in the nuts, and we're going to talk about stuff in the news and turn it all around.
I thought you were going to say in the nude. Adjust your shorts in the nude.
Things like yesterday I saw that Zelensky has offered 150 firefighters to come fight fires in California.
150?
He has pledged.
From Ukraine?
He has 150 Ukrainian firefighters ready to go. You just give him the word and he'll send them over. And I was like.
Turns out they're just. Oh, sorry, I was going to steal your joke.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it turns out they're actually just North Korean prisoners they captured.
That's actually even better. Oh my God, that's a great turn, babe. But no, I was thinking like, you have firefighters at the ready? Hmm? Don't your firefighters already have like some fires to put out? Aren't they already sort of busy? Yeah. Where they aren't? Isn't Ukraine on fire like because of many attacks? But I do love, that's a great twist.
That's just like one of the, I hate politics so much.
Prisoners of war. Ready to go. And they didn't know they were going to war. Well, you didn't know you came here to get sent somewhere to fight fire. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. That's the podcast. Like, review, subscribe, interact, do some stuff. We're on YouTube on the Bomb With Me comedy channel. I guess it's under Raymond Stone right now. I didn't try to do that. It made me put my name. But you can look up Bomb With Me or All of This Is Temporary, episode numero ocho. That's 8 for all of you.
Ooh, that's my number.
Your number is 8? Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm a 4. We'll double it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's it for the pod. We love you.
I love you. Bye. Bye.